All right, everybody, welcome to yet another pre-convention session. We are all in for a little bit of a treat today. We have with us, I love to say this last name, Peter Kucharavi, and he is the director of Spectrum's accessibility team. He oversees strategic partnerships, customer communications and social media, learning and development, customer escalations, engagement, and the product owner of the Spectrum Access app. Peter helps lead accessibility initiatives to improve and optimize accessibility experiences for both employees and customers. So, if you think you know all there is to know about Spectrum, guess again. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so honored to have Peter with us today. Thank you. Peter, the floor is yours.
All right, thank you so much. And I'm going to give my official apology here. I'm sitting in the lobby in a corner of the Harvard Club in New York City. I'm doubling up tonight with a couple events. I'm at the American Foundation for the Blind's Helen Keller Achievement Awards, which was a beautiful evening. And then I just had to run and find a quick corner so that I could connect with all of you. So I'm going to apologize truly for all the background noise that you might hear, and I'll try to overpower it as best as I can. Fun fact, we were recipients of this award 3 years ago. And the centerpiece of that that award really was the Spectrum Access app, which I will certainly give a mention to this evening and share a little bit about. But a little bit of setting the table. So if you're not familiar already, Spectrum or Charter Communications, you may know us by our parent company, Charter. We're a telecom company, cable, internet, phone service provider. Doesn't sound particularly exciting. It's just the bill that you pay and the service that you get. But the exciting thing is the work that we get to do, which is making all of these products and services accessible for our customers with disabilities. I'm blind myself, and I have been most of my life, progressively since childhood. I was born in Ukraine. Just before the nuclear power plant exploded and all that radiation got in the air and probably got into my retina and led to my vision decline over the course of my life. But it gave me the opportunity to break down some barriers for myself, but also to then find a career in the space where I get to do the same work for others. Who are on the other side of the experience of what we get to do as a company. So I've been with the company for better part of 10 years now, and I've just had the pleasure of working pretty much just about since the beginning of the inception of the accessibility program. And we've really turned the tide. A lot has changed over the course of the number of years that I've been with the company. And now we're on the verge of a potential merger, which we're really looking forward to. So, if you're in the territory of Cox Communications, you may start seeing all of your bills and your stores switch to Spectrum in the very near future. And we're very excited about that because it allows us to bring some very exciting accessibility initiatives to a broader market. So I'll just take a little bit of time and share some of what those are with all of you this evening. I'll start from the very top, from what I like to call our dinosaur product. It's the thing that most people are familiar with, and that's the set-top cable box. If you're a cable customer, we really put a lot of effort into taking what was like I said, a dinosaur of a product and trying to make it accessible, which many of you may know is really difficult to do. It's very easy to take, a modern product like an iPhone or whatnot and or an app and make that accessible. It may take a little while, but those things are easier to innovate on those platforms than an old platform like the set-top box. But I'm really proud of the work that the team has done. and the Spectrum Guide now for a few years has featured a text-to-speech engine called Guide Narration that you can turn on and navigate the box fully accessibly, just like you would your iPhone, except in this case, you're turning on the narrator, the guide narration, and you're navigating the screen with your remote control. And obviously, everything that the focus lands on is going to speak out loud. You can select from a few different voices. So if you prefer male, female, high pitch, low pitch tones, there are a few voices to select from. And you can also change the speed, which is really great. These two things are things that people were asking us for a while. And I'm really excited to share that they're live on the platform and you can take advantage of those if you're a set-top box user. Couple other things that are really worth mentioning for set-top box accessibility. We implemented some shortcut keys on the remote control so that you can turn certain accessibility features on and off very quickly without having to navigate to the settings menu. The typical remote will feature right above the number one key. There's this rectangular button that's visually labeled as options. We like to call it our accessibility button because we hijacked it for accessibility purposes. So if you press the options button or that little rectangular button above the number one key, followed by number one on the keypad, that turns closed captions on and off. If you press options followed by the number two on the remote control, it will turn audio description on and off. And if you press options followed by the number three, that'll turn your guide narration or that narrator speech on and off very quickly as well. So these are really helpful. If you have somebody in the family that doesn't want to use these features or with audio description or SAP, as some people might know it, as you know, sometimes that might switch to Spanish. And unless you have a name like Guillermo, maybe you don't want Spanish running, or maybe you're practicing your Spanish and you do, so you can switch from audio description to Spanish. But these things allow you to just have a little bit more quick control of your accessibility options and not have to navigate through long, lengthy menus to do so. One other thing that I want to call out on the set-top box, we had some focus groups that we ran. And this was particularly came from some of our older demographic, but there's a number of people that benefited from this. Back before I started with Charter, I used to run an outreach program for seniors who were losing their eyesight in a pretty large territory in Colorado. And one of the things that I realized even at that time was that a lot of our seniors were ripping keys or the buttons off of their remote or taping them down so that they don't accidentally hit them. And that was a really big problem. And it was interesting because when I came over to Charter, I started talking about that. And so we decided to do some focus groups. I think they needed proof. They didn't want to take my word for it, that this was something that was going to benefit the seniors. And sure enough, these people were coming into our focus groups with these mangled remote controls that they had tried to rig in ways, or their kids had tried to rig it in ways that would allow them to remove some of those unnecessary buttons that they don't use day to day. So we designed a remote cover that you can clip onto the face of the remote, and it'll hide those superfluous buttons that you don't typically use day to day and only expose the ones that you're most likely to use on a regular basis. So these things are available for free. We also have a large button remote that you can request for free. So all of this large button remote, remote cover, guide narration, shortcut, these are all things that we've designed to improve the experience of a customer who's blind or has a disability. And of course, there's no additional charge or anything like that for it. It's just something that you can take advantage of as a customer. I'll really quickly just do an honorable mention here for a lot of our mobile apps. We have Spectrum TV app, Spectrum News app, My Spectrum, which is your account management app. These applications, the only thing that I really want to mention here is when we built these apps, we really built them with accessibility in mind. So if you use things like TalkBack, VoiceOver, Zoom, all of these things work very seamlessly with our applications, and I encourage you to do so. I take Spectrum TV app on the go with me. Still have your audio description there, and you can navigate that guide with your favorite features on the device that you're on. Now, there is one other app here to mention, which is super unique in our lineup, and that is the Spectrum Access app. Something I'm really proud of. The last 6 years, I've been working to bring this app to the community in a way that's meaningful. And one of the things that I'm really proud that we were able to do is make it free and available to anyone in the country. So if you don't even know who Spectrum is, it really doesn't matter. You can still download the Spectrum Access app and use it for free. And there's a library of over 1,300 titles and growing. We should be able to grow that library by a good margin this year with audio described titles that you can essentially download the audio description track for whatever title that's in there and have it available so that when you're watching that movie or show on TV, you can pull out your phone, pull out that track that you downloaded, and you hit sync and play. And it uses some really innovative technology to process the audio in the room. It'll identify where you are in that movie that's playing on the TV, sync the track to the movie, and then start playing the audio description on your phone. And what makes this really cool is that you can then put an earbud in your ear and be the only one in the room that hears the audio description. So if others don't want to hear it, they don't have to. So that's really great. I mean, if you're watching movies on demand, again, I really apologize for all this background noise. But if you're watching a movie on your on demand, you can pair it with that. If you're watching a movie on Netflix or HBO and it's available in the app, you can pair it with that experience. It really doesn't matter what platform you're on. It only matters that that title was available in the app and you downloaded it and you're ready to go. If you have any questions about the Spectrum Access app and how it works, you can email us at spectrumaccess@charter.com, and you can get some support through that email portal there. Just know that it doesn't require any credentials, and I encourage you to use it. And if there's not a movie or show in there that you want to see, there's the option to request a title, and we collect all of those requests on the back end, and we use that as leverage. We go to the studios and we say, hey, please create audio description for this title because there's a lot of people that want to see it, and we'll bring it to the app or make an effort to. So this is all a handshake agreement that we have with the studios. Essentially, I just go beg them for titles. So that's really what it comes down to. So please download and enjoy the app. There's a new product on the block called Xumo, Xumo. It's our streaming box, very similar to Apple TV or Roku or one of those IP boxes that you might have for streaming. But it's our own, and you can order it through Spectrum. And of course, that has some accessibility features on there as well. I won't linger on it too much, just a mention, but we've also made sure that that product is fully accessible for your experience. So if you're one of those cut the cord people and moving to streaming, that's another option that's available too. We have Braille and large print collateral. So if you need your bill in Braille or large print or channel lineup, those kinds of things, you can call and request that for free. And when I say call and request that, the last thing that I really want to highlight here is our disability support team. So we work really hard in partnership with our customer service. So the disability support team is a customer service team that we work very closely with to train them around accessibility features, language that people with disabilities might use or screen reader users might use. And that team is available to take your calls directly. This is a really big deal because if you've ever called a customer service team and you start using language that you're familiar with as a screen reader user, so the disability support team can take your call directly instead of you calling an agent and them feeling confused and giving you the runaround. And I can give that phone number here directly, but I also have some information that I can always share digitally if anybody wants it.
Yeah, why
But
don't you
that
go ahead and give it, and
I
then
will. Yeah.
we'll follow it up with the digital material that you may have.
Perfect. So the phone number to call that team directly is 1-844 762-1301. 1-844-762-1301. And yeah, they're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take a call. If you want to get set up, if you have a box and you don't know how to turn on your guide narration, or you need to switch to a new box that has it because you're on an old box, they will do all that for you and set it up for free. And by the way, if you mention to them that you're blind or low vision, and you need a truck roll to your home, that fee that's associated with that truck roll gets waived for you. Just as, you know, if you needed to pay your bill over the phone, all those fees get waived for you. So we've done a lot of great work on our end to try to make sure that that experience is as good as it can be, but we're always open to suggestions and feedback, which is exactly why I'm here this evening. And making myself available. So please just know that you've got a friend on the inside and we're always here for you whenever you need us. But that's really what I got for you guys tonight. I'm happy to take some questions.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that, Peter. So just before we go to questions, you mentioned truck rolls. So is this with any case that happens with Spectrum? Like just
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
so.
about that, Mike. I would encourage you to work directly with the disability support team because you know they're the ones that are able to waive that truck roll. If you talk to a
Definitely.
different customer service agent, they would have to transfer you to this team so that they could execute that fee waiver. So that's why we have a direct phone line to that team. So if you ever need a truck roll to your home, replace a box, some assistance. That's going to get waived for you. There is, you know, yeah, that's all I'll say there. So
Okay.
just call that team directly.
So the key is to be sure and call the disability dedicated line to get those fees waived.
That's
All right.
exactly
So what
right.
we'll do is we will take raised hands, and Andrea will call on you, and we'll go from there.
Okay, and I want to just say really quick, as a Spectrum customer, they have been wonderful to me. Anytime anybody's ever come here, they've been super helpful. They've answered my questions. Peter, I have one really quick question for you. This is Andrea, and you and I have met, but it's been a long time. If you are using Spectrum Access, if you want to just listen to the audio description, do you have to sync it with a movie, or can you just listen?
That's a great question, Andrea. So, we would get sued up and down the street if we let people just stream
Gotcha.
audio
Yeah,
description.
gotcha.
So
Okay.
the requirement is they want to know, the studios want to make sure that we
Watching the
validate
movie.
somehow that you have that movie. You have access to that
I
movie. You
gotcha.
paid for it. So that it does two things for us. One, it allows you to synchronize the audio description with what's in the living room. So if you're having a family movie night, you guys can pair that experience together. But two, it gives us the ability to also validate for the studios, because you're going through that syncing process. You are watching that movie, which means you have the rights to it. Whether it's on a streaming platform or a DVD or a VHS, it doesn't matter. The app just needs to know that it's playing in the room. A great
Makes
question, though.
perfect sense. Thank you. Okay, first we have Deborah Armstrong. Please go ahead, Debbie.
So I have two questions, but it's a fairly small group, so I think that's okay. I am in the San Francisco Bay Area, Silicon Valley, and I don't think we have Spectrum here. So can I still use the Spectrum Access app? And then are there any other features like the Xumo that I would be able to use? And you can answer that. And then my second question is, oh, I forgot it. So I guess I'll raise my hand when it comes back.
Take your time and think about the second question. As far as that goes, yes, you still can use the Spectrum Access app, and you are correct. The San Francisco Bay Area has not a Spectrum territory. I think you guys are Comcast Xfinity out
Right.
there. Um,
That's correct.
but but uh, but yes, the Spectrum Access app is still available to you there as well. It's free and available. The only requirement is that you have to live in the US. So we've geofenced it to the US. Outside of that, there are no requirements, no credentials, no passwords, none of that.
Oh,
Thanks,
sorry.
Debbie. And if you think
Okay.
of your second question, let me know.
Yeah, just raise your hand again, Debbie. Next, we have Alice.
Hi, Peter. I heard a term that goes back to one of my previous positions, which is focus group. And so I have an offer for you to think about is we have, as you can see, highly qualified individuals that are part of California Council of the Blind. You may be doing some iterations in the future that have to do with the merger or features or whatever. And if you're looking for participants to assist either in beta testing or focus groups, we would love to work with you. So I'll just put that out there, and you and I can never have a conversation if you ever see value for that.
Well, I absolutely will take you up on that offer. So don't make promises you can't keep, because we're always looking for focus groups, participants. Actually, we just went through one where I could have used you. And we always struggle to get
Yeah, we got you.
participants.
We
So, yeah.
I believe me, Peter is not going anywhere.
No. And I developed this program that went for about 7 years and was a
Oh,
re
great.
very for corporate partnerships where we arranged. This was up north, but I did it throughout the state. So I will send you an email and then we'll put some highly qualified people in front of you.
Amazing, amazing. So I'll tell you, I'll just give you a little bit of information here. So we are spec we have a website, by the way. It's spectrum.net/accessibility. So spectrum.net is our customer portal. Spectrum.net/accessibility is our accessibility portion of that portal, and you can go in there and see all of our offerings. So anything that I've mentioned today is going to be listed there on the portal. But I've gone into that portal, interacted with customers. They've asked me questions, and I've gone into the portal to try to find information, and found, as a screen reader user myself, that I didn't absolutely love my experience. So I'm like, all right, we need to completely revamp this website, and we need some focus groups pulled together so we can get some real feedback on what works, what doesn't work, both for the blind and low vision community, but also, for others, maybe people with dyslexia, cognitive disabilities, other disability types. So we were able to pull that together and get the feedback that we needed. But yeah, can be kind of gruesome to try to pull together participants. And at some point, we're going to want to do a follow-up focus session to see how our revamped site looks and feels if we've hit the mark. So I'll definitely be coming back to you on things like that. So I really appreciate it. But it just sort of prompted in my mind that I should call out spectrum.net/accessibility. That's even though I think it could be a little bit better laid out in terms of efficiency, and it's always struggle to balance what the sighted people love to see on the screen and what the blind people like to experience. But we're going to get there. But it's available. That site's available to all of you if you want more information.
Okay, next we have Allie Love.
Hi, can everybody hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so my question is, would you guys have anything on like Disney Plus for the audio description? I know Disney Plus itself has a little bit of audio description, but not for everything.
They do. And I've been clawing at Disney's door, begging them for more audio described content. We do have some that we've now gotten. And I'm clasping my hands together in the hopes that they'll continue to send us content. The reason this app is free and available to everyone is because of the way that we set it up. Like I said, it's essentially me going to studios and begging them for content. When they give it to us, we can't pay them anything for it. We don't charge them, they don't charge us. It's just a graceful relationship. And we add it in there. So, yeah, I mean, we have some content now from Disney, and hopeful that the coming months and years they'll continue to send us more and more, because one of the number one most requested catalog of content is Disney and children's content. So I'm hopeful we'll see more, but there is some in there. And you're right, Disney does have some audio described content that they have on deck as well. So if you like it the traditional way, you could probably get some from them directly, but check out the app and see what we've got.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, we're going to go with Deborah again.
I did remember my second question.
She's
So
back. All right.
I recently bought a TV series on Amazon that was vi described, but then by the time I bought it, Paramount Plus had pulled the audio description, and Amazon apologized to me and said, "Well, it's not described." And I'm wondering, is this happening to you guys too? Do sometimes the audio description get pulled, and do you do TV series at all?
We do, and we do get some from CBS Paramount. This is actually one of the reasons that Spectrum Access was so important to me. So you touched on a really hot nerve for me, and that is that audio description still lives in this really bizarre universe where you'll see a movie come out in the movie theaters, it'll have audio description. But if you're like me, you don't have the time to make it out to the movie theater. So you're just going to want to catch it at your own time at some point, maybe when you're traveling on the road or at home. But then when it moves out of the movie theaters and gets leased out to some other studio or distributor, it just gets the audio description doesn't follow it. And when it switches hands, the audio description falls off because there's not a proper pipeline. That transfers that content along with the source audio or source movie. So, what we're trying to do with Spectrum Access is get our hands on that audio description content, get it into the app so that when that content gets leased from hand to hand and the audio description falls off, you still have access to it. And it's one of those things in the industry where it's a huge waste of money. Creating audio description tracks costs a lot of money. So a studio will create the audio description, pay a company like 3Play Media to create it, go through all of that process, make it available to their customers. Customers are happy. Then they lease that content or sell the licensing off to another studio. And guess what? The audio description didn't follow. And that studio now wants to appease their customers and has to go through the whole process, pay a company to create the audio description so that they can have it on their platform. It's really silly and redundant. And one of these days, it's going to get resolved. But until then, we're going to use the Spectrum Access app to try to solve as much of that as we can. So, yes, that is true. It does happen. You're not living in a bubble alone with that. But as an advocacy organization, the ACB, I know the NFB is starting to do some work in that area as well. These organizations are really important to try to push the industry to some sort of consensus and some standards on how audio description moves around with the content.
No, you're fine. Steve, go ahead.
Okay. Finally got unmuted. Zoom is being Zoom. Hi, Peter, and thanks for coming and telling us about all this great stuff. We're Spectrum customers. I'm curious, there's been a long time problem with audio description from PBS. For a long time, the station here in LA was not passing through the audio, and I'm told they are now, at least on some of their channels. And I'm wondering if there's any information that you have. Is that now available to Spectrum customers, the audio description, or are we still working on
So
PBS?
there you've got a really interesting topic that you bring up with PBS. So PBS, I'll start right off the top here to give them some kudos. PBS has probably created more audio description than any other programmer out there. So that's really great. But unfortunately, the way that PBS as an organization is designed, they have these local affiliates that have a lot of freedom and say as to what audio description content they give to the distributor. So we as Spectrum, we're a distributor. We don't create audio description. We just pass it through. So if the local affiliate gives it to us to pass through, we will pass it through to the customer, absolutely. If they don't, you may go to the ATB ADP website and see, oh, this title on PBS has audio description. Why is mine not coming through? And a lot of times that has to do with your local affiliate. So sometimes my team will fight that battle for you. If you give us a call and let us know, we'll contact the local affiliate and try to persuade them to pass it through. But the truth is that at the end of the day, if they've made the decision that it's not something they want to invest their time into to give
I
our
think we
technical
have,
team that.
though, and that's the thing, is that we have tried to contact the team and we've not gotten anywhere.
Well, there is an accessibility team at PBS, WGBH accessibility team that you can contact, and I can help Guillermo
Great.
get her contact information. She really, I mean, I'll tell you in advance that she's also got her hands tied because the organization gives her local affiliates a lot of freedom. And unfortunately, what you end up running up against is, well, it's not technically required. Therefore, we're just not going to go to bat that hard for it because it's not legally mandated for us to provide Spectrum with this content to pass through. And it gets really frustrating because, not because they're required to, but because they have it. And it's really not a lot of work to send us the track and then we can pass it through. And we have this battle with local affiliates and it's really inconsistent. So I feel your pain. I don't exactly know how to solve for it because we've put our heads together and tried to contact local affiliates and do our persuasions. We have a couple of markets. LA's one, Reno's another. We got a couple of them where this just seems to consistently happen. And I would say, you know, raise your voice, call the local affiliate, let them know that you want that content. And all they have to do, honestly, is just send us the track and we do the rest.
Well, Grant, I'm
So,
glad it's still on your radar. Thank you.
your voice is your power. I'm with you on that, though. I totally hear you. It does happen.
Steve, it sounds like a resolution possibility.
Oh, we
There you
passed
go.
one several years ago.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, we have another hand. This is phone number 510, last three numbers 057. Go ahead, please.
Hi, my name is Maureen, and my question is about there's a great series on the Peacock company, and it's Chicago Med, and it is audio described. I was wondering if it's that's something that would be on the site.
Peacock is a Comcast company, but we do have some Chicago Med stuff that's, I think, in the Spectrum Access app. I don't know all the titles off the top of my head, so I'll have to forgive me there. But so if you're looking for audio description in that format, I think we do have some of it there, whatever they've shared with us. But I'm just not entirely sure if it's every single episode or series. Episodic content or series is really hard to manage just because there's a lot of seasons, and so we might get one season and then not get a different season. So it can be a little bit inconsistent, but whatever we get, we put it in the app just so that it's available.
Nexus
Thank you.
Alley. Oh, sorry, Maureen. Welcome. Nexus Alley
Thank
Love.
Hi, my name is Allie. Again, I have another question for you, Peter.
Go ahead.
Hi,
Go
Allie.
for it.
Okay, so my next question is, I know I talked about asked about Disney Plus, but there's other platforms as well. I'm more on the younger generation side. I was wondering if you have any audio description more towards like cartoons or young adult kind of like even TV series, even if it's not cartoon.
Yeah, I mean, take a gander in the app and see there's categories available, so you can actually search by category. Or you can just punch in the name of a title and see if it's available. And like I said, if it's not, there's two sections underneath the search bar. So when you type something into the search bar, let's say you type in Frozen, underneath there, you'll see it'll pop up Frozen 2 or whatever if it's available in the app. And if it's not, there's a section underneath there called, I think it's called Other or something like that. So you drop down in there and see if you can find the title. And if you can, just flick right, if you're using something like VoiceOver, just move to the right once to content request or submit request and just add it to the requested list. And if I have 180 people requesting that title, when I go to that studio, it's just going to hold a lot more weight than if I say, hey, two people want this title. So the more that people request, the louder your voice is.
Yeah, I asked because I know in theater sometimes, like, for young adults or even younger or even adults that watch not as much reality or a little bit of reality, but there's audio description inside the movie theater, and then when it comes out, it's a total different story. Like, it won't come out with audio description anymore.
That's right. That's right. That's the same issue I was mentioning before. It won't follow the actual movie itself. So yeah, we'll do what we can through the app and the power that we have. We're running a commercial spot right now with a woman named Kiana Glanton and her 10-year-old daughter. And we featured them on how they use the Spectrum Access app to do movie night at home together. And one of the titles that we featured on the commercial was a Disney title. So, my hope is to take those kinds of narratives and go back to studios like Disney and say, hey, look how powerful this story is. And look at how many titles are being requested for your content. This could really give you guys a lot of leverage. Because, unfortunately, in the business world, you got to make a business case. Just giving them tears and sappy stories isn't always strong enough, but you have to point to their bottom line and show them where, what's in it for them. So together, I think, if you're requesting these titles, and we do our part collectively, I think we're going to push the industry in the right direction.
Thank you.
But yes, please take a look in the app and either search by category or you can search for it manually and see what's available.
It is very well laid out, at least from the
Yeah.
last time that I saw it. It's been a while for me.
I actually just brought it up, and it's very easy. You
it's
just,
it is
yeah.
extremely well laid out.
I'll tell you that right now we're in the middle of rebuilding both apps. They're going to look and feel really similar to the way that they are, but we're rebuilding them completely from the ground up. Hopefully you won't notice much of a difference in terms of layout, but what you will notice, it's going to be quicker, faster. Download speeds are going to be faster. App loading screen is going to move faster. So it's going to be even better than it is now. So by the end of the year, I'm hoping that you'll see an even more improved version of the app.
So again, you do not have to be a Spectrum customer to take advantage of that app. So
That's right. That's right.
just really want to emphasize that. Any other
Okay.
questions?
Yes, we have Alice Turner. Okay,
Alice.
Peter, I'm going to share a situation with a accessibility customer service deal that I had. I'm in the north, and so that's with Xfinity, and it had to do with something that was not coming up properly through Netflix. And so I was asking them to help me to use the remote. What I discovered is that they did not have the speech factor to the remote set up. And so the disconnect is that not everything that is portrayed on the screen comes through the voice, through the voiceover process, for lack of a better word. So here's my question. Do the folks that you have that help out in troubleshooting, are they using the same equipment? In other words, are talking remote or something that we would be using at home, so there's not that same disconnect? Or maybe you don't have a talking remote. I should ask that.
Who are you asking about that would have that?
Okay, so I was contacting Xfinity, but it was regarding a Netflix situation.
Right.
And one of the programs that I had finished, you know, six seasons, the seventh season was coming up, and no matter what I did, it kept on opening it up to the very first program. And the buttons were not working properly that would get me to advance to subsequent seasons. And so the person kept on saying, well, it says right there. And I'm thinking it could be saying it right there, but it's not speaking it. So I'm just wondering if your troubleshooting support customer service people are using the same equipment that their blind consumers would be using.
There was a couple of things that are coming up for me that I want to address in what you're asking. So one, our disability support team is the team that we train on that kind of language. So they're not going to say it's right there or upper left or lower right.
Okay.
You know, they're going to use language that's more familiar. And if they don't, give us that feedback so we can retrain them. But they're going to be more familiar with how a screen reader user navigates their screen. And how to get to that button, and if it's not accessible, you know, that kind of experience. So for us, it's a particular team within customer service that we're going to point you to and say work with them, because they know how to properly interface with you on those kinds of things. The other thing is, you know, that you mentioned, because you mentioned Netflix. So I think one thing that's really important to call out here is that when you're on one of our platforms, whether it's the set-top box or the Zumo stream box, if you're going to other apps like HBO or Netflix or Paramount, Stars, whatever, those applications are managed by those companies.
Right. Yes.
So if they're not accessible, you got to go to them, because they own the accessibility of their applications. And oftentimes they're not so great. You know, I'm not calling out any names here, but sometimes that's the issue. And people will call us and say, hey, you need to fix this Netflix app. And we say, well, we're not Netflix.
Right.
They're on our platform, but they own the development of their app. And we give them a platform that has the ability to build it accessibly, and it's up to them to do it. So just want to remind folks that if you're struggling with some of those apps and those buttons, the group responsible for it would be that company.
Perfect. Thank you, Peter.
So just to sort of chime in, Peter, then, maybe it's a thing where Spectrum says you cannot be on our platform unless you are accessible.
I'd love to have that kind of control gear.
You know, no, I understand that, but it's a stand that needs to be taken.
Yeah. I think you make a good point that, you know, if in an ideal world, we'd say, you know, we really want to put our foot down and say that we want this to be accessible. There are some restrictions around being able to do something like that. And a lot of those have to do with business negotiations that have happened. You know, the accessibility team, as powerful as we like to think that we are, we're only a small part of a really big company, and the company has to make business decisions that supersede sometimes what we think should be a priority. With that being said, you know, accessibility is a huge priority for the company. So we build a platform, we create a space that those app developers can make an accessible app on, and we give them those guidelines. So Apple does the same thing, right? Apple gives a lot of tools for app developers to make their apps accessible. But what you find sometimes when you download an app in the App Store, despite how awesome Apple's accessibility is, a lot of those apps still aren't accessible because, you know, they're not going to tell those app developers, hey, you can't develop on our platform unless you abide by strict accessibility rules. But even if you do, let's say you tighten that belt even more and you say, this really has to be accessible. One thing that I think a lot of us, you know, blind people know is that the moment there's an update, some accessibility things can break, even when you have the best intentions. And what do you do at that point? You know, like you can't really like boot Netflix, you know, I'm not saying anything about them, but I'm just using them as an example. You can't just boot them off your platform because an update broke something. Those things happen. So there's a lot of complexities that go into that. I mean, regardless of how strict you want to be or can be, ultimately, it's regulations like the CVAA and the, you know, pending CVTA, things like that, that really put the pressure on those app developers to build accessibly. And that takes the pressure off of the distributor who really, you know, needs to keep the lights on and the business going. So those relationships are going to continue. They're going to continue to allow those apps to run on their platform. And we're going to really count on, you know, regulatory statutes to keep them, you know, their feet to the fire. And so hopefully, and agencies and organizations like your own, you know, whether it's at the state level or the national level, to make sure that those companies know that they need to prioritize accessibility, regardless of the platform that they're on.
Okay, we do have two more hands. Are you okay time-wise, Peter?
Yeah, go. Yes, please.
Okay, Diane Harms, go ahead, please.
Isn't it true that the closed captioning stays with the movies or whatever it's on?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, so, they've done it. The deaf community has done a much more diligent job and, you know, moving the industry to those standards, and I think that we could definitely use that in the audio description world.
Yep, I agree, definitely. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Deborah, go ahead.
Well, this is just curiosity, but if I travel, does Spectrum ever show up in any hotels, especially national chains? And I'll go back on mute.
Oh, good question. So, yes, there are a lot of hotels that carry Spectrum, but the challenge is that they fall under what's known as a multi-dwelling unit setup. So what they do is they have Spectrum service at their central point inside the building, and then they fork that service to all the various rooms. So you might see this sometimes in a hospital or in a senior living facility, sometimes college campuses and dorms. What's otherwise known as a very accessible platform becomes very inaccessible at that point, because what they're doing is they're taking that central point, forking it off into 50, 60 rooms. And that means that you don't have the control to be able to go to the set-top box and turn your, you know, guide narration on or whatnot. So when you're in that hotel room, all of a sudden you're like, why can't I get guide narration in here and navigate this guide accessibly, even though it's Spectrum service? Because they don't give you a unique set-top box in every room. They just give you a forked guide into your room and no control over the you know, what otherwise would be a set-top box. So that's why those experiences are not accessible. We've been able to work with some hospitals and other multi-dwelling units that want to invest into, you know, giving each room or each user a unique control over the platform to be able to, you know, have a like a box in every single room. But there's very few of them that elect to do that, and the hotels just aren't going in that direction. So typically what I do is I use my Spectrum TV app when I travel on an iPad or iPhone, And I'm able to use VoiceOver and still access my audio description. That's really the best way to go at this point. So if you are a Spectrum customer at home, you can carry that with you. But if you're not, well, sort of in a pickle there, because that's just the way those big multi-dwelling units work. A good question, though.
So, Peter, you're saying that with the Spectrum app, if I'm away from home, I can still access my channel lineup on the app?
Yes, that's right. You have access to your recordings, you have access to your audio description, you have access to your guide. The only thing that you lose access to when you travel outside of your zip code sometimes is your local channels. And that's just because of the way those local broadcasters sign the deals with Spectrum. They are for local customers. And so if your device is detected to be off of your Wi-Fi, you'll lose a handful of those local channels. And when you get back on your Wi-Fi, that validates that you're back in your home area and you can get access to those local channels. So that's really the only thing that falls off. Everything else stays available.
This is Andrea with a quick question. We are clear of hands, by the way, so I want to ask really fast. And I think I know the answer, but I just want to check. My roommate and I got rid of our TV service through Spectrum a little while back because we just weren't really using it. But I'm thinking that just so I could use the app, I should get it back. I still have Spectrum internet, but I'm not able to use the TV, the Spectrum app without paying for the TV service. Is that correct?
A good question here. You don't have to be a cable customer to have access to the app. You can be a streaming only customer, which is a lot cheaper, by the way. So
Okay, so if I called them and said that's what I wanted, I could just add that back.
that's right. That's right. They
Okay,
might
all
try to
right.
sell it. They might try to sell you a
No,
Sumo
I
box
know.
or something like that. You
Yeah.
just say, I just want access to the app. I don't need any of that stuff. And you'll get it at a much discounted
That's
price.
perfect because we just weren't watching TV that much, and it just seemed like I pay the premium rate for my internet because I work from home and I needed the fastest one, but we were just weren't using the TV that much. So
Yeah,
that's a
and you can
great.
select. You can be a streaming only customer, and just select the packages that you want.
Okay.
And yeah, it comes out to be a lot cheaper that way.
Okay. And we are clear of hands. So maybe Guillermo, you want to give one more call for just quick?
Sure. Any other questions? Last call.
Okay, Debbie, go ahead.
I am just such a questioner today. So I want to know now, because I'm a Comcast customer, I cannot become a Spectrum streaming only customer, can
No, that's right. You cannot.
I? Darn, I wish you guys would buy Comcast. You guys are way more accessible than they are. All
Well,
right, back on.
I know Tom Lukowski over at Comcast, who's also
Oh,
my guy
yes.
and
Oh,
a
yeah.
legend in accessibility, great guy. But it's a big company, and sometimes things move slowly.
The dueling wars between you and Tom. Anyway, just kidding.
I love Tom. He's great.
Anyway, Peter, I really want to thank you. It's been awesome trying to get this together with you. Thank you so much for your time, and I'm sure that this will not be the last time that we hear from you.
You got it.
I know that there's a lot of stuff that Peter has talked about with regard to availability and resources. So I'm sure that Peter will send all of that stuff our way, and we can get that up on our resource page up on our website. So Peter, thank you from our board, from our membership for your presentation tonight.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you, Guillermo. Thank you,
Thank you so
everybody. And
much.
I'm here for you. So let me know if you have any follow-up questions, and I will send all those things to you.